Uh-huh.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Check, check.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
Yeah.
We are the Uncelebs.
The Uncelebs.
We are back again. Episode 82. I'm your host, Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgia.
Dre on motherfucking drums.
Yeah. Back again. First off, I want to thank the Spotify community, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Anchor. This episode is sponsored by Anchor, the number one app to download, record, and get paid for your podcast. So if you haven't already, definitely download the Anchor app, man, and let your voice be heard and get paid. All right. We don't have to get too deep into this one.
No, we not.
Because you know. All right, so we're going to be on some New York shit right now. All right.
Yeah. Facts.
And you ready? You all the way from Atlanta. You ready?
Word. Ready.
All right. So let's get to it, man. How do you guys feel about Bloomberg running for president?
Fuck that nigga.
First of all, fuck Bloomberg. Uh-huh. With a 40-inch pole.
Ooh,
all
right. 40-inch pole. All
right, so before, you know, said fucking happens, I'm from New Jersey. Can you tell me why you guys don't like Bloomberg?
This is a fucking...
My hatred
aside from Stop and Frisk. Yeah, Stop and Frisk is him, right?
My hatred for Bloomberg didn't start until 2 weeks ago. But like, I didn't care for him before that. I don't really care for people unless you piss me off. So it's like, yeah. Now he pissed me off. So I'm like,
it's like a reminder. It's like, oh, this guy's running for president. No, fuck this guy.
No, it's not. You know why? Y'all want to know why, or y'all want to talk about why y'all hate Bloomberg first?
No, let's hear what you guys say. All right, cool.
So like February, March, he's on this panel. I forgot what the panel was for or what or whatever. And he's talking about, yeah, Stop and Fricks was very, you know, beneficial for the city and all those other things. Like, basically saying that like, I don't take back anything, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, it was really good, da-da-da. So when he's running for president now, he's talking about, oh, yeah, you know, I realized that it was very detrimental to the community and blah, blah, blah.
Really?
On that, yes. Yes.
It's like,
pander.
It's like, oh,
pander.
Fuck you, man.
Pander.
Fuck you. You know, like, ugh.
And he thinks he's gonna, and the thing is, the thing I find hilarious is that New York doesn't fucking forget. Because as soon as he started on that bullshit of, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize, I know what I've done wrong, everyone, The View, the news reels, everyone was like, you know, a few months ago, he was saying, I was like, oh, yeah, because we didn't forget, you idiot.
Forget, yeah.
We ain't stupid. Yeah. Come on. So, he went from a Republican to independent to Democrat. Really? Really
fuck
now?
Fuck out of here.
Of course.
Really fuck now? Get the fuck out of here.
So check it out, right?
I want to say.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was like, so check it out, right? It was a NPR podcast that he went on, like, not too long ago, right? So they're sitting there, they're interviewing him and stuff like that. So he's like, I apologize for the whole Stop and Frisk, you know, pretty much saying, you know, it's been detrimental to the community, yada, yada, yada. So the host was like, okay, so check this out. Here's what we're going to do, right? We want people to call in, right? And if you've been a victim of Stop and Frisk, we want you to say, do you forgive Bloomberg for the whole Stop and Frisk situation? So people was calling in, it's like, yo, do you forgive Bloomberg? He's like, no, fuck him. I don't fucking forgive him. No, fuck that shit. You ain't that fucking soda man shit. I don't forgive you. Fuck you, man. Because you're just saying that because you're running for president. You're on bullshit. And this is going off of him. Like, each call was just like, nah.
Every single person was
Every
just
single
like
call
that.
Was just going off. It was like, yo, as a fellow New Yorker, like, I don't support you. I don't care. I hope you lose. Like, you know.
Yo, and this is the reason why they say New Yorkers is ruthless. We are, but at the same time, we could be the nicest people. Don't fuck us over. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, you're not from. Where is he from? He's from here?
I think he is from here.
Nigga, you should know this.
He's a billionaire already.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Like, when he. when did he do his term? Like, I don't even remember that.
This is like...
All I remember from his term was that, oh, like, usually the city gives the mayor money for, like, being in office. But they was like, you know what? I'm already a millionaire. You could just give me a dollar. I don't care. I'm like, okay, that's commendable, you know?
Like, I think he was there with the whole situation. It was like a big blizzard snowstorm. Like the whole city was, like, shut down.
Yo, my uncle was just saying that. Yeah. He was like, yo, all them fucking snowstorms...
Yeah.
All the fucking storms that you made me still go to school. Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, and then had the murderers be like, oh, we're not gonna do the salting of the snow, like, you know, like the sanitation. Like, he stopped that whole operation, and then he was on vacation when he did that. Yeah. Wait, he was on vacation.
Meanwhile, Chris Christie shit.
Yeah. Brooklyn, now, Will,
Queens and Bronx is horrible.
Yo, I know about Chris Christie.
Yeah.
He did some Chris Christie shit.
Yeah. Oh my God. For all of y'all that don't know what Chris Christie did, it was a state of emergency in Jersey. So they closed out all of the beaches, and he brought his family to the beach alone, having a blast with his family during a state of emergency.
That
oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I'm all for it. Listen, you're a politician, you want to take vacation, for fine, but not in that situation.
In a Jersey beach. Like, what like, the fuck is wrong?
You knew that was going to happen. You knew that. And you sat there and you shut down all this. Yo, see, this is why.
Go to San Tropez or something.
San Tropez.
Stay home and take care of your fucking citizens.
That's an option.
If you want to if you want to just go on the beach, you have enough money to fly your family out to a nice country and be on the beach. Like, why would you set that up?
I don't know. And
just have you and your people, you and your family, just have a...
Had the whole beach blocked
off.
Day. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's not fair. It's like, you don't care about... You don't care about your people, and we know it, you know? But...
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Like, to all the listeners who's not from New York, they probably like, yo, why are these guys going off so hard? It's a New York hatred we have for Bloomberg because we experienced it. You know? He had...
Bloomberg and Giuliani.
Oh, yeah, him too.
Yo, what is up with New York mayors? What is up with New York mayors? It's Giuliani. Everybody loved him while he was in office until he fucked up. I forgot why.
Oh, the whole thing. I think he had butt dialed.
Butt dialed somebody?
Yeah, and like a lot of information went out.
Sitting there talking. He butt dialed the person he was talking shit about.
Yeah.
Like, that's basic shit. That's like regular. That's regular society laws. Like, that's just, you know, bro code. You don't call somebody. Like, you got to make sure of that, man.
Yeah. It's true. And the whole situation with Trump.
I just hate him for that, you know, just because he's fucking Trump's lawyer and he's like.
Word.
Like, that is enough for me to be like, yo, you fucking suck as a human. Like, you know, the end.
He turned 42nd Street into like a tourist attraction. Before, like, I heard 42nd Street was like not the way 42nd Street looks now. Like, he cleaned that. He cleaned that shit up.
Nah, 42nd Street was rough.
Who, Giuliani?
He cleaned that shit up.
Yeah, there was. My father used to tell me there was a whole bunch of shit going on 42nd.
And now that shit's just like Times. Is that not?
No, that's Times Square.
Yeah.
The whole Midtown was just rough. It was a rough neighborhood. A
lot of prostitution.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
See, this is the thing. Yeah. I wasn't there. I wasn't around.
Well, we weren't either. Yeah, but we weren't either. Yeah.
We've heard stories from our elders.
Because all my elders talk about Nook having all the prostitution. And it's like, that's still right now.
That's true.
They still got it, you know. Nook ain't really stepping up too much. They put a fucking arena right in the middle of downtown Nook, and you still got fiends walking past that shit. Word, it didn't change shit. Like,
I went there one time.
You still go by there and niggas like Dower.
Word, man, you still get robbed.
I want everybody to Google 1970s Times Square. And look how bad that shit was.
Oh, I can't do it right now.
Damn, that's going to be the
1970s, 1980s.
That's going to be the cover photo for this episode.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, to all the listeners who were around, like, in Times Square in the 70s and experienced that, like, let us know, like, what, you know, like, what was your experience there, like, you know?
They probably didn't go there.
Oh.
Even the 80s.
I mean, somebody was around.
Somebody was around. Somebody was, you know.
Word.
But yeah. fuck Bloomberg.
Fuck Bloomberg.
All right, now.
And Kamala Harris backed out of the race too.
Oh, she did?
Good.
Didn't hear about that.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah. I think she stepped down. Yeah.
Great.
I don't even know why she did. I think one of her aides quit and put in a resignation letter that was just like digging into her about, you know.
Yeah, she's responsible of. She's kind of like behind the whole incarceration of marijuana in California. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, so that's horrible.
Well, good riddance.
It's state that is legal, but yeah,
man.
Yep, fuck her too. Vote for Bernie. Anybody know who they voting for? There's a lot of Democratic candidates. Does everybody know who they're voting for?
Yeah, I'm going for Bernie or AOC if she runs.
No,
yeah.
She already endorsed Bernie.
Okay.
And you know she endorsed Bernie so she could get a cabinet spot. But I don't care about politics. Get Bernie in there.
Yeah, just give it to him, you know?
Yeah, Bernie.
Yeah, I need all the blacks and all the Hispanics and all the women and all the men and everybody in the fucking world. Just vote for Bernie. Just see it. Yeah, why not? It just makes the most sense. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's
vote for Bernie. It's that simple.
Yeah, feel the burn. All right. Smoke. Okay. I can't even. All right. I can't even start the segment like that. All right. How do you guys feel about CBD for dogs, right? So what I mean is that, let's say you're smoking weed.
Don't say low have mercy.
You're smoking weed. You're smoking some CBD. And it's like, oh, shit. You know, I noticed my dog lately. He's been a little stressed. You know, he's having anxiety attacks. You're having a little insomnia.
That is not funny.
Let me pass him the joint. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's CBD oil, first of all.
Nah. What is CBD oil?
Oil?
Yeah.
For dogs.
What? You like rub it on them?
No. You know what? Let me look up this shit.
Word, because I thought it was going to be like a gummy pellet or something.
Yeah, it's like, today is going to be a day I'm going to smoke some weed with you. I'm high now.
The only way I see this kind of working out.
I hate you, and I realized what song it was, you idiot.
You said Shaggy and Scooby what?
That's the only way I see it working out. Shaggy and Scooby. Blunt or pass. Like, Shaggy smoked the blunt.
Hey,
and,
Scoob.
Scooby got the CBD gummies, you know.
Yeah,
that's
but
the only way I see it working out.
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
I hate you.
That's why they be so hungry.
Y'all stupid.
Like,
all right. I mean, we all know this, but y'all stupid.
No, because all right, when you say CBD for, I'm trying to take it as serious as possible. But when you try to, when you say CBD for dogs, it's like a dog that's stressed out. I immediately think of the smallest, most shivering Yorkie or whatever, because the motherfuckers always be shaking. They be, you know, like small dogs get breathing problems and shit. The motherfuckers just be shivering like a motherfucker. It's like, are you saying that this might help with that?
So when you Google CBD for dogs, why are y'all laughing?
I'm sorry.
Okay, it says, while there's no definitive scientific data on using CBD to treat dogs, there's anecdotal evidence from dog owners suggesting it can treat pain, especially neuropathic pain, as well as helping to control seizures. Cannabis oil can be used to treat seizures, nausea, stress, anxiety, arthritis, back pain, symptoms of cancer, and gastrointestinal issues, among other health conditions with dogs. Dogs get cancer. Dogs have other, like, people don't talk about it a lot, but dogs have, like, other, like, health problems within that breed. That's why they say, yo, make sure you research with dog, because maybe what's in that line for that breed, you might not be able to financially handle. Or, like, just handle it altogether.
More lifestyle.
Surgery and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
I've never heard of dogs getting cancer before now.
I haven't heard of a dog getting cancer, heard, like, my boy Ian, when I was in high school, his cat passed of leukemia.
Yeah.
So, like, that was the first time I heard of cancer in a, you know, animal. And I'm like, wow, you know? So.
And they putting stuff in the dog food.
I mean, that's, man, people get sick.
Well, we grew up in a generation where, like, our parents would feed the dog anything, food. You know?
Yo, I could just see a greyhound telling a fucking bulldog, like, see, this is why you should be vegan.
First of all, there is no animal, domesticated animal, that should ever be vegan. I don't want to hear shit about that. Like, yo, you can, yo, like, yo, people are fucking stupid.
Oh, man. Like, it's funny you said that. I'm like, if I could think of a vegan dog, guess like the greyhound, the first thing I think of, like, this motherfucker mad skinny and like, shit.
Hey, it's a great way to stay in shape.
No. Like, if I ever see a vegan dog or cat, I will take them from their owner. Like, deadass. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh,
but I think I have met a dog who was on CBD oil before. Like, I used to work in Duane Reade, and one of our customers, he would come in with this big shaggy dog, mm-hmm. and everything. I was like, oh my god, he's so cute, so calm, didn't get all rowdy, never jumped on people and everything. He told us, he's like, yeah, I give him like this treatment so that he can calm down, because living in the city, like, you kind of dig, kind of get excited and all of that stuff and everything. So he kind of gave his dog some medicine just to do.
Wow. You got a little hippie dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
You said he's all shaggy and shit, like long hair, don't care.
He was like a golden retriever. He was a big ass dog.
Did he have a bandana on?
No.
That was tie-dye?
No. But the customer, he looked like a hippie, like an old hippie too. He was old.
The dog talking about some wolf man.
Where the owner's name is Roger.
The dog is like, bow wow.
Bow wow. He always is happy. He's just sitting there like,
bow wow.
Call me Moon Doggy.
This is that new age.
But you
man.
Know what? Like, yeah. All jokes aside, like, if CBD is good for humans, you know, like, if it's good for the body, then it's going to be good for the most bodies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all, you know, it's just interesting. And it just sounds funny as hell. It's like, you know.
It's the new wave.
It's the
now.
New wave. CBD for everybody.
But do
it's just, and when you say CBD for dogs, it sounds like dinner for schmucks. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, you stressed
out.
Do
you think dogs need CBD?
I don't know. Maybe.
The typical dog, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the typical dog does, but
typical dog, no.
Because it's like, what do they know? You know?
What do you mean?
The dogs.
Oh my god.
They know. Like, I'm in pain, nigga. Oh,
you know? Like shit.
Like, I'm sitting there smoking some CBD and the motherfucker coming in, like, you ain't gonna hold me down anymore? Like, what the fuck?
They don't know what that is. They just know.
Past that shit.
No, they don't know that much.
Like,
but
my
they
bad
just
rover. Here you go, man.
Like,
I'm sorry,
this, man. Like, I don't know what this is. I just know I feel pain.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Like.
And you know what, human? You help me with that pain.
Yeah, like,
okay,
said,
okay, you're right, you're right, you're right. I'm
if,
sorry.
If CBD is a good medicinal alternative, you know, in some cases, then, you know, why not?
All right, so, well, then, and to conclude that, then, I think we should get a sponsorship with CBD with dogs.
Yeah, word.
Yeah.
And just go to the dog park, wait for the first one to jump on you and be like, yo, would you like to give them this? You know, try it.
Yeah. No.
Why not?
Because some, no. Not what? Every dog needs that shit. So.
What? I'm not just going to give them it. I'm going to talk to the owner. You want to try this out? We're doing a trial.
Yeah.
You know, anecdotal evidence.
Okay. Like, yeah, like, where you from, man? Oh, you from Santa Monica? Far out, man. Hey, you gotta have some CBD, you know?
Yo, you're so stupid, yo.
I'm gonna name my dog Woodstock.
That's a cool. That would be a cool name for a dog.
Bird or bird, right? Wasn't it the bird? The bird was Woodstock.
Yeah.
Woodstock, yeah.
Name my bird Snoopy. Name my dog Woodstock.
Nah,
I'm sorry.
Name my dog Snoopy.
maybe I'm too CBD'd up. All right, okay, go ahead. Right. It's on you.
Okay,
right. All right, so if we got any time left, let's get into our.
We got a little time.
Okay, yeah. So let's get into our last segment of the episode, man. It's Disney Plus streams.
First of all, who got it?
Ding ding!
Oh, okay.
I do.
You don't got it yet.
I ain't got it yet.
Are you going to get it? Or
I'm thinking about it.
All right.
I mean, like, break it down for me. Like, break it down, like.
Break the what? Okay, first of all, Ant, do you have it?
No, no, I don't.
What are some of the features that Disney Plus have, like some of the shows? I heard DuckTales, and like, do they have like a like a full archive of all the Disney shows, or like what's the deal?
They have most of them, I think. Well, on first glance, people were noticing that there were some shows that they didn't have, like mm-hmm. They noticed that Pepper Ann wasn't up there. Oh. Proud Family wasn't up there. I'm not sure if Lizzie McGuire, but also I do know for a fact that Lizzie McGuire and Proud Family are going to be coming back with new episodes next year. So maybe that's the reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going to roll out the old episodes with the new episodes.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
So, but as far as everything else, I think they have all the movies. I'm about to like start. Like, people been watching all of the Marvel MCU.
Yeah,
right,
the only ones missing from the Marvel MCU. Oh, the last ones there, coming out. Yeah, the ones that are still on Netflix and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that makes sense. Their contract's not out.
Yeah.
So
they're showing the Mandalorian.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. Yeah, Star Wars shit.
That just passed Stranger Things for the most streamed.
Get out.
Series.
Really? Oh, damn.
This year. Yep. Mandalorian already.
Wow.
Because you got to understand how much Star Wars fans there really are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so like, what's dope about it is that they categorize it into, you know, Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic.
Yeah.
You know? So it really is pretty small of a range, mm-hmm. you know, but mm-hmm. those are like really big staples, you know. Right. I even caught myself watching some of the National Geographic. I'm like, word, you know, I'm glad to have it. I got all of it, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I might catch up on Meerkat Manor.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't even know Disney had something to do with that. That's shit.
Because they bought these companies. Like, whether they had something to do with it before or not. Because I just realized, like, yo, why the fuck am I watching both Sister Act movies on Disney Plus?
Sister
Act was Touchstone. I think they bought Touchstone.
Oh yeah, I don't think Touchstone's.
They don't exist no more.
I haven't seen them since the '90s.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. I remember they fucking intro shit.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know what? What got me, what had me like freaking out, is when I went into the Marvel section, and you know they got all of the movies and stuff. But when I say they have all of the cartoons, bro,
all of the cartoons.
X-Men, yo. They have all of the X-Men. They have X-Men Unlimited. Wow. They have all of the Spider-Man. They have Spider-Man and Friends. They have fucking, they got the Spider-Man we grew up on. The Spider-Man, what is it? I think it is Unlimited. That they did.
I don't know. They're the female.
No,
Spider-Man
Ultimate too. Spider-Man.
Yeah. Ultimate Spider-Man. Okay.
They got all the Avengers animated movies, things like that. It's like so much that they still have. So immediately, you know, I started watching Spider-Man at first, and then I started watching some X-Men, and you know, like this is the one thing that I never skip intro on. Yo, it make me want cereal. It makes me want cereal.
Like, Saturday morning.
I've also
like,
heard that they have some shows where there were some episodes banned in different countries, and they just show the episode on Disney Plus.
I believe
with
that
with certain shows.
Oh, okay. Do they show like old Disney movies, like the old like Mickey Mouse?
Yes.
They should be up there.
Yeah. From what I saw, yeah, they have those too in the Disney section. And then, like, what I've really been watching a lot of is they have a lot of their short films mm-hmm. in the Pixar section.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there was one called Bao. You know?
Bao Bread?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was really good. Kit Bull is really good. Lava was really good. Float.
Like, is good. Hyper is good. Like,
so far I haven't seen a bad short film from Pixar, and most of them is like absolutely no words. Pearl
Pearl.
Pearl was like the only one with words, but Pearl.
That was more of an adult one, though.
Yeah.
It was funny. I had this debate with people at my job, and it was like, which is better? Like, regular Disney movies like Aladdin, mm-hmm. you know.
Our classic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like classics. Pixar.
I'm biased. I'm just going to say the one that has is Lion King. Like,
so the old school yeah. classic but Disney
also,
movies. Yeah.
Like, you can't forget about was Nemo Disney and Pixar or was it Pixar?
I think it was Pixar. Like, Toy Story would be Pixar.
Toy Story was both of them.
Right, but what I mean, like with Pixar, is like the 3D versus yeah, like old school,
the regular,
like Little Mermaid.
Because Beauty and the Beast, yes, Lion King, but mm-hmm. then Finding Nemo, then freaking Monsters Inc. Then you got Toy Story and all of the Toy Stories, The Incredibles. Exactly, I can't pick. I would say pick.
I don't know. I don't know.
I already picked.
You already picked.
Yeah, I'm good.
What you saying?
I grew up on Pixar.
You grew up on Pixar?
Alone?
Well, you know, both. Both, really. I mean...
Which one you got to pick? Gun to your head.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Okay, Pixar.
Okay. I'd pick the classics. I mean, even though Toy Story is my movie, but... I like Pinocchio, man.
For me,
Pinocchio was a trip.
Yeah, I think the old school classic ones were a little more graphic too, like very adult rated.
What the old school Pinocchio?
No, like all the old school classic.
Pinocchio. They always make some type of joke that shouldn't be in there for kids, you know.
That's in every movie.
Yeah.
Oh, like the death scenes, like really.
The death scenes.
Yeah. Like in The Little Mermaid, where Ursula died, that was pretty graphic.
Yo, where'd the lightning come from?
Damn.
Where'd the lightning come from?
Shit.
I don't remember.
Mermaid. Or the end of Tarzan when Clayton died.
Yo, yeah. Never knew that. I always look like you see like the lightning flash and you see like his body swing. Yep. It's like.
Yep.
You ain't gonna get that.
He hung himself, right? He got. He
was trying to get him,
and ended up. I remember.
But
that
they didn't show it. They saw his legs, but then you see his body in like his silhouette of his body hanging. Yeah.
But that's just like Scar. Scar got mauled
in fire.
Silhouette.
Yeah.
Silhouette. He got chewed the hell up by mad hyenas. Yeah. You know, but. Hey, that's why I like it, man. That's why I like the classics.
There you go. Yeah.
Somebody. Anybody.
All right.
Be prepared.
Stop saying it.
Our teeth and intentions are bad. Be prepared. Be prepared.
Stop.
Are you prepared?
No, stop it.
Then you should be prepared. Oh my god.
Woo. You said Pixar, right?
Word.
Yeah, Pixar for me.
But see, like that's only between them two. If you included Star Wars, National Geographic, and Marvel in it, it's also gonna be an easy decision. Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm picking Marvel over everything. Marvel is the reason why I wanted Disney Plus, and it's like, aside from the short films, yeah. I think we might have watched one movie that wasn't a short film on as far as Disney or Pixar so far.
Yeah,
together.
Plus, you got the Deadpool hat.
Huh?
You see
word.
That?
Check that word. Out. Deadpool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marvel and Lion King. Yo.
Oh.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Oh God. Anyway, I don't remember what movie we watched, but
Coco? No, Coco was on Netflix.
Coco was on Netflix, but it's on Disney Plus now. Too.
Okay, so yeah, we saw Coco. Aside from that, I've been on the Pixar short films and the Marvel shit mostly. Yeah. Like, it's just
okay.
So fun. It's like, wow. Like, they got straight into the fighting in Spider-Man. Like, nice. You don't find out. Like, it's not the whole introduction to Peter Parker and, you know, oh, my God. It's, no, Spidey's swinging through the city like, yo, what's going on here?
Yeah, I was afraid, like, you know, being that Disney had took over Marvel, I thought they was going to really, like, censor a lot of.
Hell no. Yeah.
They can't.
They can't. However it's made and you bought that, they can't do anything with it because Sister Act. I remember those, like, when I was younger, there was a couple of scenes and I remember the fast forward through. I'm watching the whole thing and I'm like, okay. Like,
I mean, they got to have one version that's like, as far kinda not censored. Yeah, not even Sister Act, but the app itself. They got to have one that's, you know, for everybody, like kids, they do have kid friendly.
Yeah. Like, will kids be watching this?
It's like, yo, y'all can watch some of the Marvel stuff, but, you know.
Like, next up on Deadpool. Disney Plus, it's Baby Boy with Tyrese.
No.
On Disney Plus.
We got guns. And butter, baby.
Right. I can't with you. No, what are the guns?
Yo, but you know what? I heard Disney Plus already surpassed like 6 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Like in a short time.
Not surprised.
Immediately.
So that's...
Is this still going to like... Is Netflix have... Do they have competition? You think, like, it's going to really, like, blow Netflix out the water?
I think they will have a competition because Disney Plus done bundled with Hulu and ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
And Disney already owns ESPN, but they bundled with Hulu.
But on top of that, a lot of the Netflix content that we enjoyed is owned by Disney, you know? Like, we already had to watch all of our Marvel shows get taken away from us. You know, literally all of them are off of Netflix, and you know,
I didn't notice.
That's why they canceled Luke Cage, Punisher, Daredevil, Jessica Jones. Not there.
It may come, obviously not on Netflix, but I'm talking about
what for Disney Plus?
Yeah,
I don't think so because when they said they canceled it, they canceled it, and they probably going to take those characters
and
do them their own thing. You know,
I mean that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Netflix has serious competition, to be honest.
I think they have competition, but I don't think they're out of the game yet at all.
The place that Netflix really won was is number one. They have the biggest selection out of all of them. You know, as far as
content, their original content and is that was unmatched the second right thing. Now.
Yeah,
like I honestly still don't understand why Disney Plus has a Lady and the Tramp. Live remake. What did y'all think?
Wait, as an original.
But then, like, I'm hearing good things about it. I'm hearing good things about it, but still, why? Like,
it's like, how'd you get the dogs eat this spaghetti like that? Come on, like,
word,
like what the fuck?
This ain't Homeward Bound. You ain't going to Homeward Bound.
Yo, Homeward Bound. word. We need Homeward Bound. Was that work?
Yeah, man.
I hope they didn't give them dogs some CBD gummies.
Nah. Nigga, that's how they got lost. That's how they got lost. It was like, yo.
Nah, man.
Two dogs and a cat get high as shit on CBD.
Or the father's like, which one of you motherfuckers ate my CBD?
gotta go.
And just as a disclaimer to all of the listeners, yes, we know you don't get high off CBD. It is just a part of weed, and you get high off weed. So we're going to make the joke. But
yeah,
I just felt like I had to, you know,
really
I had to argue with the comment section before they started.
I don't care.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're real.
We'll be back before and all that.
Word.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is going on YouTube, so you're right.
Oh yeah.
Some smartasses up there. Anyway.
Yeah. But that concludes our episode of the Unceles podcast, man. Thank you guys for listening and watching. You know, this is going to be on YouTube, man. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, iTunes, all that good stuff, man. YouTube, subscribe to YouTube, and Patreon, you know.
Yes,
and that's it. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Stephanie, Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
Here we go.
Hey,
Spider-Man. It's funny when I say
Spider-Man.
That.
Dre on motherfucking Disney.
I keep looking down like a
spider. Can you swing from a web? Look out.